Because freedom and liberty are not a spectator sport. We welcome you to Movers and Shakers with Stacy Ann, broadcasting and webcasting and defending liberty guaranteed by our Constitution. And now here's Stacy Ann.
Hello, Movers and Shakers. I'm Stacy Ann. Glad to have you along with me today. So thankful that we get to celebrate an open and free 4th of July holiday. I want to remind you that you can find out more about my show and myself at moversandshakerswithstacyann.com. As we celebrate the 4th of July all weekend long, I came across this from Chris Ann Hall, and I wanted to share it with you. Take a listen.
My name is Chris Ann Hall. This is Liberty First University. This Independence Day, let's be reminded of the battle for liberty that we celebrate. America's battle for independence was not a foreign war between Americans and the British, but a battle between British subjects of America and their own government to secure the inherent rights guaranteed to them by law, often referred to as a revolution. It is more aptly called a restoration. For over 700 years, the English people had been struggling with their government to secure their personal rights and maintain a limited government. During those 700 years of struggle, five liberty charters, from the 1100 Charter of Liberties to the English Bill of Rights of 1689, were put down in writing to limit government and secure liberty. Alexander Hamilton, in Federalist Papers 84, referred to these charters as the British Constitution. These were essentially contracts with their government that declared, in writing, the inherent rights of all freemen and the obligation of government to not only recognize those rights, but to also ensure those rights were secure. Over a period of several decades, the British government began unlawfully denying American colonists those guaranteed rights. Our battle with our then British government began with a demand that the King and Parliament recognize and secure the rights of the American colonists as guaranteed in those liberty charters. When that demand was ignored over and over, and it became clear that the government had revolted against the people and had rejected the rule of law, the battle of restoration that we call the American Revolution became necessary. This was a battle to restore what had been promised in the British constitutional charters, not simply a battle over taxes or an effort to consolidate power in the few. Parliament was refusing to allow the American colonists direct representation. Instead, Americans were being ruled over by countless bureaucrats and officers appointed by the crown. Great oppression sprang from this lack of representation, leading to government mandates, warrantless searches, denials of due process, and other encroachments of the individual liberties. Unlawful taxation was merely the symbol for greater despotisms. The government, which through its charters was obligated to secure the rights of the people, had become a destroyer of those rights. The fight against the lawless government involved the whole body of American people: rich, poor, women, men, white, black, Native American, a real melting pot, fighting for a single cause: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. They believed it was only through our independence that we could ensure that power was not consolidated in the hands of an elite aristocracy. It was only through our independence that we could eventually ensure that a government could be formed that is established upon the principle that all people are created equal and all are endowed by their Creator with certain inherent and unalienable rights. Not rights given by government, not rights given by documents, not rights given by man, but inherent rights. As John Adams, the founder of our Constitutional Republic and second president, said, liberty must at all hazards be supported. We have a right to it derived from our Maker. So as Americans enjoy the fireworks, the hot dogs, and the apple pie on July 4th, let us also remember why our independence was necessary and the amazing opportunities purchased by the sacrifice and bloodshed so we could be free. America is unique in this world, not because of houses, cars, and job opportunities. America is unique because we are built upon the eternal principles of inherent liberty for all. A people who rule their own government, not a people ruled over by government. God bless, and may God continue to bless America. Happy Independence Day, America.
Oh, Chris Ann Hall is so very good, and I encourage you to go to her website and get on her podcast network and subscribe to her YouTube channel as well. That's chrisannhall.com. And Chris Ann and JC just released their non-compliance movie. I encourage you, if you're in the Salem area, be sure to come on Thursday night at 7 p.m. That's July 8th, 7 p.m. at the River Church right next to Harbor Freight on Portland Road at 7 p.m., the non-compliant movie. You won't want to miss this. If you're a liberty-loving person who wants to stand strong for our Constitution, you need to be there. So you can also check out a trailer at noncompliantmovie.com. Well, I want to take a look at our headlines. There's a lot that's happened this week. Of course, on the 30th of June, all of the mandates, COVID-related mandates anyway, have been canceled by Governor Brown, meaning that we can go out and about as we please and not have to wear a mask, and at this point not have to prove, according to the government, that we have had a vaccination, or so they call it. We know that it's more like a jab, more like an experiment, things like that. But right now in Oregon, is officially from both our Marion County level and the governor's level, were freed up in that regards. But a lot of people are struggling with their businesses and what to do. I'm also going to put some links to some resources in this podcast, ways that you can go and get more information. And the big thing is that you're informed, that you feel truly informed. If you have medical issues and things that you feel like under your doctor's care, that's what you need to do, be informed. Get all the information, know what the risks are, and fully with your eyes wide open, I encourage you to do that. Now, looking at the headlines, I think this is interesting because nationally we're going to start seeing a rollout, especially from conservative news outlets, because the mainstream news outlets are not addressing this. We're going to start seeing talk more so, I think, even in the mainstream news about, yes, the election last fall. And there was a statement put out, and I thought it was very good, and I want to read it because it fully talks about why this is so extremely important. And I just applaud Northwest Observer for their continued efforts to get news out to us, news that we can use. And so I want to read this. It is Pulliam applauds high court decision. Why are they so worried about the extra scrutiny? Sandy Mayor Stan Pulliam, who is exploring a run for governor in 2022, issued the following statement regarding the Supreme Court decision of the United States on Brovich versus DNC. I applaud the Supreme Court for upholding Arizona's common sense laws that guarantee every American is able to vote and vote once. Despite the partisan spin coming from our Secretary of State, the reality is that the ballot harvesting is a tactic we've seen used and abused by her political party. Oregonians deserve leaders who will put the integrity of our election before their desire to get a good headline or partisan advantage. The 6-3 SCOTUS decision came during the ongoing Arizona audit of the 2020 election that was started as an attempt to restore the trust in the election. As I've been traveling around Oregon on my exploratorial listening tour, one of the frequent concerns I've heard is whether our elections are fair and honest. Ensuring our elections are conducted without fraud is the basic to our constitutional republic. I have to ask those politicians who are critical of the attempts to ensure our elections are fair, why are they so worried about the extra scrutiny? Great poking at that, Stan. I think that, Mary, you're doing a great job, and I appreciate you continuing to challenge our current politicians in the stronghold we have here in our state here in Oregon. And, you know, getting back to the scrutiny, here's what she actually said, and this also you can find at northwestobserver.com. Secretary Fagan speaks out on ballot harvesting. She supports it. As local election officials welcome trucks full of ballots, Oregon's Secretary of State Shamia Fagan has issued a breathless press release regarding the U.S. Supreme Court's decision. At issue is an Arizona law passed as Arizona HB 2023 in 2016, while made it a felony crime for anyone other than an election official or a family member or a caregiver to handle or collect a completed early voting or absentee ballot, thereby banning ballot harvesting. While political operatives in Arizona are working with data to direct them to harvest only ballots which support their candidates, are committing a felony in Oregon, local officials welcome trunks full of ballots arriving at 7:59 or even later. According to Shamia Fagan, the Supreme Court's decision today is a catastrophic outcome for voting rights across our country. As Justice Elena Kagan wrote in her dissent, the Voting Rights Act is ambitious in both goal and scope. When President Lyndon Johnson sent the bill to Congress 10 days later, John Lewis led marchers across Edmund Pettus Bridge. He explained that it was carefully drafted to meet its objective and end discrimination in voting in America. This stands in contrast to Oregon, who has continued to make it easier for Oregonians to cast their ballots by breaking down barriers to voting. From accepting ballots postmarked on Election Day to providing election information in multiple languages to making it simple and easy to register Oregonians. And easy to register, Oregon continues to lead the way. The Supreme Court has kicked away the foundation of the Voting Rights Act, effectively allowing disenfranchisement of American voters, especially those who have historically been prevented from exercising the sacred right. To again quote the dissent from Justice Kagan, what is tragic here is that the court has yet again rewritten, in order to weaken, a statute that stands as a monument to America's greatness and protects it against baseless impulses. What is tragic is that the court has damaged a statute designed to bring about the end of discrimination in voting. As Oregon effectively forces voter registration on voters through motor vote, and now welfare vote and Medicaid vote, the number of ballots in hands of low-interest voters is higher than ever, and a clever ballot harvesting scheme can easily tip the election in the favor of those who aren't inclined by their own will to actually cast a ballot. Many observers agree that banning ballot harvesting is a far cry from catastrophic outcome, and that ballot harvesting is as much an influence on elections as poll taxes or literacy tests. Though the ruling doesn't directly impact Oregon, ballot harvesting will still be legal. It shows that the court is inclined to consider such practices as shady and worthy of banning, and a tactic that one can't help but think that Secretary Fagan may be hoping to use in the future for a future run for governor. So looking at these articles between a potential candidate, Stan, and looking at the reaction of Shamia Fagan, I think our 2022 election is going to be incredible, let alone our 2024. So we've got a lot of things to consider indeed, and I am excited about getting you and I, movers and shakers, engaged in the process now, that we make sure that not only are we voting, that we're registered to vote, and our vote shows that it's registered where we live, that we tell others and we engage others and we get them registered to vote, and we show them why it's so extremely important to get engaged in the process, to learn about the Constitution, to understand why our liberties and our freedoms are worth protecting, and that our Maker, God in heaven, is our provider, not the government. In fact, it's interesting because several years ago, people just didn't really trust the government. And now we're in a situation where people are just whatever the government says, they'll do without question. We're in a really unique and challenging place as we are at this 4th of July. And if you remember last year, 4th of July, at least here in Oregon, friends that are listening from around the country, maybe not in your community, but last year here in Oregon, we were locked down on the 4th of July. We were told, in fact, that we weren't really to get together at all. And if so, there was the impression made that we might get in trouble. And if we were a source of some sort of spread, they'd find us. And here we are a year later, finally able to have barbecues and community events. And next weekend is the Marion County Fair. So excited about that. And so we get to gather together on this wonderful celebration of God's protection of the United States, our liberty. And we say oftentimes, God bless the USA, but it's time now that we, the people, you know, we, the USA folks, bless God, right? And we need like an adjustment to adjust to our constitutional values and the things that are important. And I think once we raise that awareness or that constitutional IQ, which there is a group right here in Marion County gathering, in fact, they just have formed a nonprofit local group, constitutional IQ group, that are going to go out. And if you want the Constitution taught at your church, at your community group, your event, you want to take some classes on the Constitution through the Patriot Academy, I certainly would encourage you to send me an email. I can connect you up to these folks because it is a wonderful opportunity. I've been through that class, of course, going through Chris Ann Hall's class, Liberty First University. There's lots of information out there, and we're excited to get that into your hands. And today, like I said, we're going to be out at McNary Golf Course here in, I guess it's actually in Kaiser, doing an event that supports our veterans. We'll be raising some funds for an organization that supports veterans. Of course, we want to honor our veterans and make sure that they have what they need and encourage them in their life. So we'd love to see you. We'll be out there. Terry Soule and I will be out there from 10 a.m. till about 2. Look for the KSLM car. Stop by. We're going to be giving some gifts away. We'd love to see you. Hope you have a great day, friends, and celebrate today. I think tonight, Independence, there's going to be fireworks, certainly at the Volcano Stadium in this area, there's going to be fireworks. And if you yourself are in your family and your picnic, stay safe, and don't forget to drink your water and wear your sunscreen. God bless you. Have a fantastic day. And no matter what you're facing today, over, under, around, or through, you and I, yes, we're overcomers.